The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The views and opinions of the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii. This program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Dr. Health Radio.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, and now in its 31st year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the snowman himself, David Snow.
All right, look in the mirror. Are your eyes changing color? Well, if it seems like your eyes look different lately or over the years, you're not just seeing things. Eye color can actually fade with age, believe it or not, as the iris produces less melanin. This, according to Dr. Josh Deneff, Associate Professor of Ophthalmology at the University of Pennsylvania. But no matter what color your eyes are now or what color they may fade into in the future, you want to be able to see all the colors in your world for the rest of your life, and you definitely want your eyesight to last as long as you do. So in today's show, we focus on your eyesight with Dr. Jeffrey Anshel. He's an optometrist and author of numerous books on eyesight, including Smart Medicine for Your Eyes, What You Must Know About Macular Degeneration, Dry Eye, and also Food Supplements for Optimal Vision Care. So we'll talk about that. In fact, he has so much information on eyes we are going to be doing a two-part series. So today will be part one. Next month, in the month of August, we'll do a part two of Healthy Vision. So today you're going to have to use one sense to help the other, that is using your hearing to improve your eyesight by hearing our show. That will contain all the info you need to know to improve your vision. And Dr. Anshel, as I mentioned, coming up on our weekly or after our weekly features and news today, but then also next month as well here on The Healthiest Hour on Radio. And you are a new listener to the program, I am the Snowman, your happy, humble health stylist host, here to keep you cool and healthy. And I'm not a doctor myself. I am a board-certified toxicologist, not to be confused with a proctologist. That's the other end. Thank you. But we have lots of information for you, as we have been doing for 31 years here on the program. It is radio's original health news magazine, and we appreciate you tuning in, making us a part of your weekend, which we always hope to make strong with the information we have for you this morning. Okay, so some of the things that we're going to be talking about. First, an overview of what eye strain is. He has a new book on eye strain. We'll talk about stress and our modern society, how things like bright light is affecting our eyes, and, of course, screen time, binge watching, things like, the wattage of your light bulbs at home or in your office. What about eye hygiene and glasses and contacts, presbyopia, cataracts? We'll have to talk about it all, at least all we have time for. And what we don't cover today, we will have, I believe it's on the August 20th show, we'll have him back about a month from now talking about his other books and vision information as well. All right, let's see. Oh, in fact, when we do part two next month, we're going to talk about food supplements for the eyes beyond beta carotene and some of the other, you know, A, C's, and E's, and also foods for the eyes. Can blueberries help you see better in the dark at night? And also drug, food, and supplement interactions and how it affects your vision. Diseases of the eyes like macular degeneration, age-related macular degeneration, AMD. as well as diseases that cause eye problems, like, for instance, diabetes. So we'll talk about that on next month's show with Jeffrey Anschel. All right, question. What is the number one preventable cause of Alzheimer's and dementia? Well, here's a hint. It's not depression, not smoking or diabetes, not high blood pressure or physical inactivity, although all of these are contributing causes. It's obesity. And according to the Journal of the American Medical Association, obesity in midlife is now leading to more cases of dementia than anything else, contributing to some 18% or almost 1 in 5 cases of dementia in America. And now, a decade ago, it might interest you to know that it wasn't even in the top 3 factors. This is shocking, and even more shocking, according to government figures and government figures about our body figures, if you will. The death toll from obesity is probably around 500,000 a year, which is way more than the annual COVID deaths over, you know, in 2020 and 2021. And so talk about a gorilla in the room. The gorilla is us. I mean, in another century or so, we're going to be weighing as much as a gorilla. But just to make you aware that it's the number one health concern and number one health crisis that we face. And it's because of our lifestyle. And, well, it's a lot of different factors. But just want to keep it in the front and center of your mind and awareness because... I mean, I was listening to a report on COVID. No, it was on the flu, and it was saying about, you know, pre-existing respiratory conditions being a factor for complications of and even death from flu virus. Well, you know, and same with COVID. But obesity is the number one, other than aging, of course. Excuse me, it's the number one risk factor associated with serious hospitalizations and death and so on. So, all right, I'll get off my high horse here and talk about other news. Let's talk about bombs. Well, salt bombs I'm talking about. Americans consume more than double the amount of sodium that they actually need for a day. You only need about 1,500, 2,000 milligrams max a day. But you're getting that much just from processed foods. Or actually more, 3,000 or 4,000 milligrams. And the chief sources, and this might surprise you, number one, cold cuts. Actually, bread is number one because not that bread has so much sodium, but rather that it's because we consume so much of it, so many carbohydrates. And so that's the number one source of sodium, but cold cuts, which you put on your bread in the form of a sandwich, just 3 ounces of deli meat can supply up to 1,000 milligrams of sodium. And that's before you even put it in a sandwich. And if you want to add insult to injury, you can put a dill pickle in there because one dill pickle can have over 1,000 milligrams as well of sodium. So that's another salt bomb that I wanted to mention, which is not mentioned in this article. So lower sodium options, you know, there's cold cuts and other things besides, you know, you can substitute plant-based proteins instead of cold cuts. And so cut out the cold cuts, and you know, do an open-face bread sandwich for less carbohydrate. Also, pizza, that's our number one addiction as far as takeout foods probably other than burgers and fries. But the crust, the sauce, the cheese, they all contain high levels of sodium. So stick to just one slice. Isn't that like asking somebody to eat one potato chip or corn chip? I mean, one slice, really? You know, sometimes I joke when I, if I do order pizza, which is very rarely, but I'll go to Round Table or some, you know, pizza place. And I'll, when I get a pizza to go, I'll say, now only cut it in 4 pieces. Don't cut it in 8 pieces because I can't eat 8 pieces. I can only eat 4 pieces, so only cut it in 4s. All right. I don't think my producer got that, but anyway. Hey, this is the sunniest time of the year, so how sunny is your life? Choosing to be optimistic not only feels better, but according to the Harvard School of Public Health, cheerful people have fewer heart attacks and strokes. Also, higher levels of the good cholesterol, the HDL cholesterol, and lower levels of triglycerides than gloomier people. And also a bonus is the more upbeat you are, the more cancer-fighting carotenoids that you have in your bloodstream. And we'll talk to optometrist Jeffrey Anschel about carotenoids and how they affect your vision. But in this case, they also affect they are anti-cancer nutrients in your body. Also, optimistic people tend to eat right, exercise, and take good care of themselves. So another good reason to look on the bright side of life. All right. Okay, let's see. We've got some more time on our hands. So if you want to have more fun this summer, play as if your life depends on it, because it does. How about two ways to have more fun? Let's see. Here is, well, first of all, I've got to tell you, life, you know, of course you know this, but life without fun and games is just kind of dull, and it's downright unhealthy. According to research, they showed that when people were out there playing, the benefits were amazing. This, according to Dr. Corinne Yarnell, Associate Professor of Recreation and Tourism Management at Penn State University. She says you cope better with stress, and when it comes to stress prevention, play, get this, play is like wearing a suit of armor. It's also a good health habit, because research shows that spending as little as 2 hours a month laughing or listening to your favorite music has as big an impact on your blood pressure as eliminating salty foods, which I just talked about, or even losing 10 pounds. So why not do both, and you'll be even healthier. But here's two ways to have more fun this summer. Do you have a hobby? Well, here's a study of more than 3,500 older Japanese people, and they found that those who had hobbies were significantly less frail, while another study found that people with hobbies had less cognitive decline than those without, and we have talked about that on the show before. Also, here's a good excuse to hire a maid for you housewives out there, or anybody, and bachelors like me. Swear off dusting. Housework gets in the way of healthy relaxing, so says Dr. Darby Saxby, a psychology professor at University of Southern California, who has studied what people do when they get home from work. Now, after measuring participants' cortisol levels, that's the marker for stress, during a variety of activities, from doing chores to watching TV to going for a walk, she concluded that housework is housework is bad for your health. So the more time women spend doing chores, such as, you know, folding laundry and cleaning, etc., the less the recovery of their cortisol levels. So there's a, you know, good excuse for you wives out there. Honey, okay, don't get mad, but we have to put it in our budget. We hired a maid, just want to let you know, because I heard on the radio that stress or that housework is bad for my health. It increases my stress levels. So, okay, there's one excuse for you. All right, do you eat chicken? Well, everybody loves chicken, right? I haven't eaten it in couple decades, but here's a recent history of chicken consumption. First of all, in 1940, Consumer Reports, their testers rated 14 brands of chicken soup. And the most surprising thing about this survey was that six brands didn't even contain any chicken. That reminds me of, what is it, Country Time Lemonade contains no lemons. What's that about? 1952, the first Kentucky Fried Chicken franchise opens in Salt Lake City. 1963, oh, here's something interesting, a bit of trivia for you. Professor Robert Baker is widely credited with inventing chicken nuggets in a laboratory at Cornell University. Not too much natural about chicken nuggets. And then in 1978... Consumer Reports launches a long fight urging U.S. government officials to prohibit the routine use of antibiotics in livestock production, which, of course, still occurs to this day in 2022, many years later. Okay, and a couple other notes on chicken. 1992, chicken surpasses beef as Americans' most popular meat. Annual consumption is now about 68 pounds per year per person. In 2010, tests find contamination in 66% of chicken. That's just one reason I don't eat it. We call, or the Consumer Reports calls on the FDA, excuse me, USDA, to make chicken less risky to eat. And in 2014, they analyzed 316 raw samples of chicken from all major brands, and all contained worrisome levels of bacteria. So There you go. All right, let's see, a couple more minutes left. So here's two more ways to stay cool and healthy this summer. And as yours truly, the snowman, your radio snowman, always try to do that for you. Going for a swim will help you cool off and boost your brain power. This according to University of Delaware researchers. They taught subjects vocabulary words and then had them swim or exercise on land or do some coloring before being tested on the words. Well, the results, the swimmers retained significantly more than the others, more information. Now, why would this be? Well, swimming leads to physiological changes like greater blood flow at the brain level and improved their learning capacity. So if you're not a swimmer, they say previous research shows that lounging in a pool for about 10 minutes delivers similar but not quite the brain benefits. Now, having said that, there is a caveat regarding swimming pools, and that is parasites in pools are on the rise. This is regarding Cryptosporidium, that's a parasite found in public pools and water parks. It has soared 340% in recent years, according to a recent CDC report. Now, this spreads when water is contaminated with feces from infected people and causes, unfortunately, diarrhea, fever, and fatigue. And while chlorinated, now listen to this, while chlorinated water kills other waterborne pathogens, such as E. coli and others, in 1 to 16 minutes, Cryptosporidium, can withstand chlorination for more than 10 days. So experts advise against swallowing even small amounts of pool water, which is going to be hard to do for little kids. They recommend showering and changing clothes as soon as possible after swimming. And by the way, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers are not effective at killing Cryptosporidium. So you want to avoid transferring parasites to your mouth by washing your hands with soap and water for 20 seconds before sitting down to eat after a swim in a pool, after your pool plunge. And those swim-up bars inside pools might not be such a good idea. I remember being in one when I was a teenager. All right, let's see. Just a couple more minutes. So I'll save this one for, save on that one for next week. Okay, let's go to matters of sexual health. Our review of previous research, if you're having trouble in the sack, it could mean big trouble for your heart. Study of men 45 and older found that even a mild case of erectile dysfunction could be a warning sign of heart problems. Men with ED were 50% more likely to be hospitalized for cardiovascular diseases and die from heart-related problems than men without ED. So you can blame the clogged penile arteries, but then if the little ones are clogged or blocked, bigger ones aren't far behind, right? Three things to do. Get a heart check, of course, as soon as you notice that you're having trouble in the bedroom. Be nice to your body is another tip that they give you, improving both heart and sexual health. 30 minutes of moderate physical activity per day. Low-sodium diet, low in trans fats as well. And then stress hormone levels, you want to decrease those. Oh, no time for the funny bone pharmacy, shucks. All right, and and then too much screen time, I'll save that for next week as well. Okay, back after this with more information on your eyesight and visual health with my guest, optometrist Jeffrey Anschell. Right after this, as the Healthiest Hour on Radio continues, I'm David Snow, and this is Dr. Health Radio.
Regular exercise and staying healthy has repeatedly been proven to be the most important way to stay healthy. But let's face it, being an adult can be demanding and stressful. After age 35, it gets harder for people to muster up the motivation to keep the daily exercise going. Work, kids, combined with diminishing hormone levels, can leave us with low energy, lack of sleep, and a poor overall outlook. After age 30, DHEA levels start to decline, which is when many adults start to gain weight, lack energy, libido, and drive. Twist 25 DHEA cream puts exactly what the body makes naturally, bioidentical DHEA, in the skin where the body processes it. As a base building block for hormones, DHEA gives the body the foundation it uses to make hormones, especially the good ones like androgens and estrogens, the feel-good hormones. So for a little advantage, use Twist 25 DHEA cream. Make your own hormones. 1-888-489-4782. That's 888-489-4782. Or visit twist25.com. 888-489-4782.
Besides being healthy and feeling good, don't you want to look as good as you feel? Here's a name to remember for professional, affordable skincare. Botanical Rush. Backed by over 20 years of experience in product formulation, Myra Mesko, the founder of Botanical Rush, is the originator of producing clean and effective skincare, infused with powerful actives to support healthy aging and beautiful skin. The founder of Botanical Rush is the originator of producing clean and effective skincare, infused with powerful actives to support healthy aging and beautiful skin. Whether it's cleansing, restoring, or hydrating, or replenishing, treating, or protecting, you'll find the clinical strength formula that will be just right for you. So look to the pioneer and leading authority on non-toxic skincare. With never any harsh chemicals or artificial fragrances, and never tested on animals, Botanical Rush, a solar-powered company made in the USA. Look for Botanical Rush in your nearest natural food store or go to botanicalrush.com.
Sorry, yogurt. Although you're high in calcium and protein, in the real world of potent probiotics, let's just say you're not that potent. While many consume you thinking they're getting enough probiotic bacteria for good gut health, the fact is, you yogurts can't compete with a medical strength probiotic like Theralac. Plus, you yogurts, well, most of you, have so much sugar and other ingredients that it defeats the purpose of eating you in the first place. So while we'll always be fond of you and other fermented foods, we want to make sure our listeners also take a potent probiotic like Theralac. That's because just one capsule of Theralac is equal to more than 200 cartons of yogurt in the beneficial bacteria that it delivers to the gut. And if your doctor advises you to just eat some yogurt after a course of antibiotics without a strong probiotic like Theralac, it can take up to 2 years to reestablish your healthy gut flora. Look for Theralac in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store or go to Theralac.com.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes.
Well, we only have ears for you. Welcome back to the program, David Snow on your radio. We help you to be more talk radio active with no chance of a radiation overdose, I might add, because our radio waves irradiate you with thousands of watts of health talk energy. And here to help us share that energy is optometrist, Jeffrey Anshell. He's the author of numerous books on eyesight, including one we're going to talk about today, What You Must Know About Eye Strain, Your Guide to Understanding, Identifying, and Overcoming the Problems Caused by Incorrect Glasses, Poor Lighting, and, nighttime glare and computer screens and other things. So we'd like to welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Jeffrey Anshell. Good morning. How the health are you?
Good morning.
Hey.
I'm great. How are you?
Good. You know, now before we get into our discussion on how our listeners can improve their eyesight, have you heard about Apple's new employee healthcare program or healthcare plan for vision?
No,
yeah,
I haven't.
Yeah, I heard that Apple's, the Apple computer company, they have an employee healthcare plan. It's great for vision coverage, but it's pretty awful for everything else in that it only covers eye doctors, the letter I doctors. Okay.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay.
Anyway. Very cute. Love it.
Okay. So let's cover everything we need. everything we need to know about the eyes. First, give us an overview of what eye strain is and why you wrote the book just about eye strain. It seems like such a benign condition, but according to your research, it's far more serious than people have come to believe.
Yeah, and it's also a very vague term as well because, we get people coming into the office complaining of eye strain, but that doesn't really tell us anything because everybody's got a different definition of it, if you will. So some people feel dryness or some blurry or some tiring and things like that. So it's hard to say exactly what that condition is. It's just, you know, basically a discomfort around the eyes to some degree. So as eye doctors, we have to figure out what, you know, what is causing that problem and what the actual problem is.
All right, this is related to your book and what we're talking about today, this topic of discussion this morning and the evening, if you're listening to our rebroadcast of the morning show. But this comes from a Cleveland Clinic ophthalmologist who says that 93% of adults log at least 2 hours of screen time or staring daily. And this was from a 2015 report. I'm sure it's 2.5 or 3 hours now. And this comes from the Vision Council. And they say that this span is just long enough to create eye strain. Ask your eye doctor about hydrating contacts. Maybe we can talk about that. Holding digital devices below eye level to minimize overuse of your ocular muscles. And then taking a 5-minute break for every hour of screen time. And also to keep blinking, because looking or staring at screens makes us blink less. So do you concur with this advice?
Sort of. Basically, I've been doing the computer vision, addressing the computer vision issue for several years now. And basically what I came up with was what I call a 3B approach. And that is blink, breathe, and break.
Oh.
So on the blinking, you're right. We do blink less when we look at a computer screen. And don't we have studies that confirm that? So, and taking breathing is actually something that's been kind of addressed in dealing with eye problems, but because we all stress out and don't breathe adequately when we get stressed out. And then on the breaks, the 5 minutes every hour, it really doesn't work.
It doesn't,
there was a study out years ago that talked about the study showed that taking more frequent shorter breaks is better than waiting and taking a longer break. Now, I think that was due to other computer issues, but what I looked at was, how can people, reduce their, when I was talking to managers, for example, they just didn't want, all their employees to just keep taking breaks all the time.
Sure.
So what I was looking at was maybe a shorter, more frequent break. And, people think of, when they think of eyes, they typically think of 20/20. Mm. And so how do we work that into it? So I came up with what I call the 20/20/20 rule. And what that is taking every 20 minutes, take just 20 seconds and look 20 feet away.
Right. Yes, I've heard that before. Mm-hmm. So that's so what if you do every 10 minutes looking at, 20 feet away and taking a break? Isn't that even more beneficial than a minimum of every 20 minutes?
Well, true, but I did it that way because people think in terms of 20/20.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why I kept it.
Yeah, but I used to have 20/10 vision, so maybe I should do the 20/10/20.
Well, actually, I came up with another 30/30/30, but that's a whole other story.
Okay.
I was talking to managerial position people, and again, they didn't want their employees taking lots and lots of breaks.
Okay.
So that's why, the 20 minutes was kind of a good balance between, the eye strain that the time they're looking at the computer, getting their work done, and being able to take breaks, even for a short time.
All right. And speaking of taking a break, and 20 and 30, it's over 30 minutes after the hour, and we need to take a bottom of the hour break. And when we come back, I have many more questions for you. Optometrist Jeffrey Anshel is my guest, if you're just tuning in. When we come back, I want to ask you, Jeffrey, about lighting and how important that is for proper eye health, whether it's the wattage or wavelengths of your light bulbs. And also dry eye and nutrition, how omega-3s come into being or play into that, as well as other tips for hygiene in the workplace. I like to call it hygiene, you know, eye hygiene. And with the pandemic, what about all this, you know, hand washing? What about, should we do eye washing or eye drops? And we'll talk also about glasses and cataracts and things that cause, other things that cause eye strain that you might not be aware of. Back after this with our special edition of Healthy Vision Part 1. By the way, I mentioned it earlier in the show, but we will have a two-part series because Jeffrey Anshel has several books on eyesight, and there's so much information that we can't fit it in into 1 hour, so we'll have our Part 2 next month, in the month of August, but we will have much more information this hour, so stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after this as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Thank you for voting Family Hearing Aid Center Best of the Best again this year. It's because of our advanced care and technologies, including ear inspections and performance checkups every 3 months. Call us if you'd like a lifetime of the best possible hearing.
Call Family Hearing Aid Center today for your free consultation.
Don't miss a moment.
When you can be close to those you love.
Is getting a good night's sleep a challenge? Fortunately, there's a superior fast-acting sleep formula called Tranquil Sleep from Natural Factors. This non-habit-forming supplement contains a unique combination of melatonin, 5-HTP, and L-theanine, which works in harmony with your body's natural sleep hormones. Tranquil Sleep can help you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep sounder, and wake up refreshed, all without feeling drowsy in the morning. The key benefit comes from increasing the time spent in the deeper stages of sleep. It's only in these deeper levels of sleep that we truly experience the rejuvenation, regeneration, and recuperation that sleep provides. Even if you think you get a good night's sleep, give Tranquil Sleep a try. You might be surprised with how much better you've slept by waking up with more energy and enthusiasm to start your day. Learn more at naturalfactors.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
I can see clearly now. The rain is gone.
We hope you can see clearly now. And you'll be seeing clearly, or more clearly, after you listen to the show, because our show focuses, no pun intended, on eyes today and how to improve your vision and eyesight. And if you're getting a little into your senior years, it's nice to be wealthy, but it's more important to be welderly, and that's where Dr. Health Radio comes in, because here is where we give you the information to be well and healthy, because health is your greatest wealth, and arguably, your eyesight is priceless, and your most important sight, your sense rather, which is why we're talking about preserving and protecting it with optometrist Jeffrey Anshel, the author of several books on eyesight, including the one we're talking about today, Eye Strain, What You Must Know About Eye Strain. Jeffrey, how can people get a copy of the book if they want it?
It is available on Amazon and or the publisher's website, Square One Publishing. So those are available.
Great. All right. Now, in our modern society, as you know, it's rife with sensory overload, whether it's visual stimulation or taste or smell or sound, loud noises and, over-accentuated flavors of all of our foods that we're addicted to because of the fat, sugar, and salt and the smells and so on.
Right.
So we abuse our eyes much more so than in, say, caveman days or even a century or so ago when, before high-tech and high-wattage lighting came about and then reading in general. We spend more time, screen time, my gosh, binge-watching. And I want to ask you about COVID, how that's affected our vision in a minute. But just in general, our visual stimulation, how has that affected our eyesight? Is it... has it been deteriorating faster because of all the bright lights? And let's talk about lighting, too, after you answer that question.
Well, yes. Basically, our eyes are designed to see mostly during the day and occasionally at night because, the rods and cones have different purposes in our retina.
Mm-hmm.
Cones are responsible for day vision and color, and the rods are for night vision. So we're designed to, get up with the sun and see clearly during the day and then go to sleep at night. So with the advent of the light bulb, next thing you know, we can extend our evening hours and still see light into the dark, in the dark period.
Mm-hmm.
So we are, and obviously that was in the 1800s, but it's becoming more and more prevalent. And certainly with the machine that changed the world, the computer, now we're, looking at these things and using, is it the computer itself that's a problem, the display, or is it the fact that we're looking at it for hours on end without taking those breaks?
Mm.
And I think it's a combination of the two. And the fact is take a look at, we were talking about COVID and the effects it might have. And as we've heard, students don't perform as well when, or they have not been performing as well during the COVID, pandemic. And, there's even psychological problems and all these other social problems. And then my viewpoint of it is that a lot of it has to do with their vision. Because when you're in a classroom, you're looking up close, you're looking far away, you're looking at friends, talking, going back and forth, and you're visually, flexible.
Oh, right.
Whereas
that's a good point. Yeah.
When you're looking at a display screen for your entire day, you're locked into one viewing distance for the most part.
And even if you're on Zoom, I might add, even if you're on Zoom, it's still not the same, as you say, the visual variety of the field of your vision versus being in a classroom setting or office.
Distance. Yeah. Right. Still the same distance.
Good point.
So our focusing is locked into a fixed viewing distance. And what that creates is either eye strain because the images start to blur, you lose your focus, or the turning in of your eyes because they have to focus at a closer point. And those two systems are hooked up together neurologically. So, you get tired, you get irritable, you can't clear things, and you're straining to maintain that clear focus. And that's where eye strain comes in. Now, one of the side effects there is the fact that if you look up close for long periods of time without taking breaks, your eye tries to reduce the strain somehow. And there's a lot of factors at play here. I could go into a whole hour about nearsightedness, but the fact is that we are showing that people are becoming more nearsighted in the computer age.
Sure.
And also even more so during COVID as well.
Ah.
So, what we look at is the fact that we're looking up close for long periods of time. Our eyes we're demanding that our eyes see close. So the eyes literally change their shape to elongate and become more nearsighted and make it clearer and easier to focus up close. And what we're sacrificing is our distance vision. And that's where the glasses come in to make you see better far away. But then we go to look up close again.
Mm.
And it's a lot more technical than that. There's a lot more factors involved in
right.
that. But what we're finding out is the things that people could do on their own is to, number one, take those breaks, obviously, and also get outside for 2 hours a day. They're actually showing that daylight, sunlight, actually slows that
nearsightedness development significantly. So kids, you know, who are outside, whether the fact that they're outside not reading, not doing coursework and playing, or the fact that it's just the light itself. And actually, some studies show that it's actually the light itself.
Oh, right,
Making the difference.
The wavelengths, the blue light.
Full spectrum light. Yeah, now, and you mentioned blue light, and that's been a huge issue. People keep coming into the office, you know, wanting to get glasses that black out blue light. And, you know, the biggest source of blue light is the sun.
That's right.
But we're getting blue light on a regular basis anyway.
But only you're not exposed to the sun at 10 o'clock in the evening when you're looking in front of a screen, which is giving you that blue light effect. Yeah.
Right, yeah. So we're doing it for longer periods of time. And now the blue light does affect the sleep pattern.
Yep.
Because, you know, that's why the sky is blue, and the blue light stimulates, you know, us to wake up and see better. And if you're, you know, looking at your screen before you go to sleep, your, you know, melatonin levels are all messed up, and so you're not going to be able to fall asleep. So that's a real thing. Now, as far as eye strain goes, blue light, the studies have shown that looking through clear glasses versus blue light blocking glasses doesn't really matter. So it's the fact that you're looking up close for long periods of time that causes the eye strain, not the blue light itself.
Oh, I see.
And the last thing is also the retinal problems, because blue light is the highest energy light reaching the retina. And so there's this line of reasoning that, well, you may be getting something, you know, a disease, may possibly macular degeneration from looking at all this blue light reaching the retina.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that still hasn't been proven. And we've had macular degeneration for a long time before people were looking at computer screens. So I'm not really sold on that one yet.
Okay.
But it is, again, you know, it's important to maintain good nutrition to block out the blue light.
That's right. And that's where things like lutein from your green vegetables and orange vegetables and fruits as well.
Orange peppers and things like that, yeah.
Right, right.
Yellow foods.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a book out called What Color Is Your Diet?
Oh, I'll have to get that, yeah.
Yeah, it's been out for quite a while, and it talks about the carotenoids, which is a type of molecule that is, you know, creates the color in our foods, and it literally deposits lutein and zeaxanthin in the back of the eye.
That's right.
Highest, you know, viewing point. So those are the critical ones that do filter out the blue light.
Mm-hmm. And since you mentioned vitamin A, I think you alluded to that earlier, and the rods and cones, and actually vitamin A is needed for the formation of visual purple, which is...
Right, exactly. Now, the thing is that people talk about eating carrots, and there's a line of reasoning why this, you know, people think carrots would be good for your eyes. And I'm not saying their carrots are bad by any means, but, you know, the beta carotene in carrots will transform into vitamin A in the body.
Yes.
Only if the body needs to transform it.
Yeah, right.
So most people in the United States have enough vitamin A in their livers, and so there's no need for the body to convert more vitamin A or more beta carotene to vitamin A. And so, and honestly, it looks like beta carotene competes with lutein and zeaxanthin
for absorption
or
transport
around the body.
Okay.
So if you have too much carrots, which is mostly in carrot juice or cooked carrots, that could actually keep lutein and zeaxanthin from getting into the eye.
Interesting.
That's not what we want to do.
Well, you know,
so
it's okay
to have carrots. Okay. They're good, but you know, they're not going to change your eyesight.
Oh, shucks. You know, I mean, I've never seen a bunny wear glasses before, so I've been sold on carrots for years. I've been eating carrots for nothing, you mean? No, I'm just
it worked for your mom to get you to eat your carrots, so what can you say?
All right. Okay, and by the way, next month when we have you on for Healthy Vision Part 2, we'll get into that, because you actually have an entire book, What You Must Know About Food and Supplements for Optimal Vision Care, and so we'll get into that in detail more than we are today. Let's see a couple more questions before we take our last break of the hour. Since we're talking about lighting, any difference between LEDs and incandescents and halogen lighting and so on? I know that you can like when I was doing a home renovation a year or so ago for a condo I had, you know, I could specify when I was putting in some recessed lighting. Actually, the bulbs were adjustable, or the sockets were for 2700 Kelvin and 4000 and 5000 is kind of like what daylight would be. So it was a cool light versus 2700 would be more like a light bulb and a typical incandescent light bulb. Your research shown in that as far as the wavelengths of the light, light versus warm?
People tend to think that, brighter is better.
Mm-hmm.
And, as you get older, you do need more brightness because the lens inside the eye does tend to yellow, and it's harder to get good contrast, in through the eye as we age. But the thing, too, is that you got to remember that computers have their own light, whereas if you're reading paper, they need reflected light. So they're two totally different lighting situations. So if you're looking at paper a lot, yes, you need a little bit brighter. But the computer screen that has its own light, it needs to be the background of the screen should be approximately equal to the illumination around it.
Oh, good point.
I told you not to watch TV in the dark.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's why. Yeah, because our eyes work better when there's uniform illumination.
Ambient light, in other words. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So, have it broad. Not direct lighting, but a lot of indirect lighting is good.
Oh, okay, that's good to know.
And then don't forget that, the light that comes out of an LED does have more blue in it.
Yes.
And that's where all this, computer thing came up with the blue
light. Although now you can actually specify LEDs with a warmer glow or, warmer Kelvin rating.
And there are filters, And there are filters that you can have. On your phone, you can have filters. Mm-hmm. Do that as well.
All right. And last question about lighting. The fluorescent flickering. Now, I heard that's very deleterious to your eyes. And it's something that you consciously can't see, but your eyes are correcting for it.
Yeah, your brain can sense a flicker much easier than your perception is. And, basically, it's in the older fluorescent bulbs.
Oh,
as they age, they start to flicker more. So if you're doing a new one, and there's good fluorescent bulbs out there, but it's just a matter of keeping them up to date.
Okay, and the brighter the better.
And the good news, is we don't have the old CRT computer screens anymore. We're doing the flat panels that don't have the same type of flicker.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's a good point too. All right, Jeffrey, we need to take one last break of the hour so I can keep asking you these questions. When we come back, we'll talk about post-COVID, how it's affected our vision, and with the pandemic, do you recommend eye washes or eye drops or any kind of eye hygiene? We'll talk about that, as well as glasses and contacts. And actually, in one of your books, you say to wear glasses, you can wear glasses satisfactorily over your contacts if you need that extra boost of vision. So we'll talk about that as well. And many more questions with ophthalmologist, but you're an optometrist, Jeffrey Enschel. Healthy Vision Part 1 is still on the air, and we are on the air for another 10 minutes, so much more information to come here on The Healthiest Hour on Radio. I'm David Snow, and this is Dr. Health Radio.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Sorry, yogurt. Although you're high in calcium and protein, in the real world of potent probiotics, let's just say you're not that potent. While many consume you thinking they're getting enough probiotic bacteria for good gut health, the fact is, you yogurts can't compete with a medical strength probiotic like Theralac. Plus, you yogurts, most of you, have so much sugar and other ingredients that it defeats the purpose of eating you in the first place. So while we'll always be fond of you and other fermented foods, we want to make sure our listeners also take a potent probiotic probiotic like Theralac. That's because just one capsule of Theralac is equal to more than 200 cartons of yogurt in the beneficial bacteria that it delivers to the gut. And if your doctor advises you to just eat some yogurt after a course of antibiotics without a strong probiotic like Theralac, it can take up to 2 years to reestablish your healthy gut flora. Look for Theralac in the refrigerated section of your favorite health store or go to Theralac.com.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying.
Welcome back to the Dr. Health Radio Show. It's Eye Health on the menu today with optometrist Jeffrey Anschell. Jeffrey, for people tuning in late, tell us how people can get your book again, What You Must Know About Eye Strain, please.
Sure. Well, first, it's available on Amazon and also on my publisher's website, Square One Publishing. And actually, they can also order off of my website, CV Consulting, which is Corporate Vision Consulting, cvconsulting.com.
Oh, okay, great. And if they go to a Barnes & Noble, can they special order it, or is it in the bookstores as well?
Sure. Not sure if the availability at Barnes & Noble, but yes, they can.
They can special order. Yeah, I special order quite a few books through Barnes & Noble because I like to patronize the local bookstores to keep them in business, the independents.
Yeah, what a concept, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
That used to be the only way you could get books. There was no Amazon when I first started this show 30-plus years ago. It was in existence maybe, but it was few and far between that people would ever order a book over online. All right, so let's talk about hygiene, as I like to call it, eye hygiene in the workplace or at home for that matter. But since the pandemic, with the hand washing and hand sanitizers and everything, in the first stages of the pandemic, they were saying that it is very transmissible, different viruses, not just COVID, but others as well, through the eyes, because people tend to have something on their fingers. They touch their eyes, their nose, their face several times an hour or a day. So what's your view on using, eye washes, eye drops, eye flushes, et cetera?
Sure. Well, yeah, the thing with COVID specifically is the fact that it does attach to mucous membranes.
Mm-hmm.
And which is basically the front of the eye. So that's why there was a problem. However, it was shown that actually people who wore glasses were a little bit less likely to get it.
Oh, that's right. I did see that.
It blocked them out a little bit, from the air transmission. But as far as eye washes go, the main thing is if your eyes are red, there's a reason. And just using something that, gets the red out is not really good. Actually, the main eye drop for that, I'm not going to mention any names, but people could probably realize that it's a very popular one. It actually makes your eyes redder.
Oh, really? It has a rebound effect, in other words. Okay.
Exactly, rebound phenomenon.
Hmm.
And so basically it artificially shrinks the blood vessels in the front of your eyes. And then by the next morning, your eyes are red again, and so you need the drops even more.
Oh.
And I can't tell you how many patients I've had who says, "Doc, I can't understand why my eyes are so red. I keep using these drops every day." And I said, "That's because you're using the drops every day." It's good.
Well, Jeffrey,
we're
in the wrong business. We got to get in the eye drop business because you got return customers all the time. I mean, businesses are no dummies. Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's all about buying more eye drops. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
So
there is a new one out that actually does work, and it's one by Bausch & Lomb, and that one actually does. It's a different way of working,
and
it really works.
Mechanism.
Go
ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say it's hard for someone to self-diagnose, what their problem is.
What the cause is.
It could be an allergy. Right. could be a bacteria, could be a virus. Mm-hmm. There could be all kinds of things that
foreign
make your
matter.
Eye red.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Yeah. So the best thing is to at least check it out with an eye doctor first to see where you're at.
Yeah, yeah. And so the bottom line is no. You know, just like nasal douches and vaginal douches, it's kind of depleting or causing an imbalance of your natural flora in that part of your body,
absolutely.
And it
yeah.
can cause more problems than it cures. Yeah. Okay.
It could. Yeah. Very well.
All right. Okay. Just a few more questions because we only have a few more minutes. Glasses and contacts. I remember reading in one of your books that you can. So you sometimes recommend your patients wear glasses over their contacts, or if they're wearing contacts, you know, to go ahead and wear glasses as well to boost their vision. Tell us about that.
Well, it's actually, I mean, if your vision is corrected well with either contacts or glasses, then, you know, stick with them.
Mm-hmm.
I think what you're talking about was a specific situation where people were fit with what's called monovision contacts.
Oh, right.
And basically, okay. it was a way of getting around bifocals before the bifocal contact lenses were perfected. So what we would do is fit one eye to see far away and the other eye to see up close.
Okay.
And it sounds kind of weird, but your brain, will see two different images, and that's not a happy thing for your brain. So the brain will tune out one of those images.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking far away, it'll tune out the reading one, and then you look to read, and it tunes out the far one. Yeah, that sounds good. It does work quite a bit. However, the challenge is at night driving, because you don't have the same type of visual clues as you do during the day.
Okay.
So if you got a dark background with a bright light coming at you, that reading eye will haze over the good clear eye, the distance eye, and you can't see so well.
Right.
So that's where I recommend getting an old pair of frames. And getting a prescription in one eye to take your reading eye and make it a distance prescription.
Okay. Yeah.
Keep those glasses in the car.
And so, in other words, those store-bought glasses at the drugstore in the pharmacy are not
terrible.
So good.
Terrible.
Oh no, really?
No, those are terrible.
Okay.
Yeah, they're the worst. Yeah, there's several reasons, and some of them are more technical, but basically, they always have both powers the same.
Right. And yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, very few people have both powers the exact
That's
same.
That's true. Yeah, just like hearing, and we have one ear that hears better
than
the other.
Yeah, one better. You're right-handed. Yeah, you're left-handed. Yeah, all that stuff.
All right.
And
okay.
The other
thing,
astigmatism too.
Yeah.
There's no astigmatism correction.
Oh, that's a good point as well. Okay, we're out of time. Yeah. Jeffrey Anshel, optometrist, and we invite people to get your book, What You Must Know About Eye Strain, and we will be back with you, I think it's August 20th, for our next part two show of Healthy Vision. We'll talk about cataracts, age-related macular degeneration, supplements, and optimal diets for optimal vision care, and much more. So stay tuned for that. Stay tuned also for the evening show tonight at 12 hours from right now on the station you're listening to right now. And you can always go to the website, drhealthradio.com, drhealthradio.com. I'm David Snow, thanking you for joining us. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of the program. Until then, remember, it's not how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.